From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Monitors from the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights say Turkish airstrikes Sunday have killed at least 35 civilians in northern Syria. The watchdog says 20 people were killed in the village of Jub al-Kusa. 50 people were wounded in the attack in an area controlled by militia allied to the Kurdish-backed Syrian Democratic Forces. The observatory says another airstrike killed 15 civilians and wounded 20 others near the town of Al-Armana. Republican nominee Donald Trump promised Saturday that he will begin removing hundreds of thousands of criminal illegal immigrants from the U.S. on his first day in office. Speaking at an event in the battleground state of Iowa, Trump repeated his trademark pledge to build a border wall and offered a new detail of his immigration plan, which has been criticized for being rich in rhetoric but lacking in specifics.
On day one, I'm going to begin swiftly removing criminal illegal immigrants from this country.
Trump said he will track people who enter the country on visas and ensure they leave when the visa expires. He also said a nationwide verification program will prevent non-citizens from obtaining welfare and other social benefits. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff concluded a third day late Saturday, with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. The 68-year-old Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking fiscal rules in the administration of Brazil's federal budget. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed after Wednesday's powerful quake, devastating four towns in the mountainous heartland of the country and rattling the central agricultural regions. Regional public prosecutors say they will not only investigate why recently constructed public buildings, including a schoolhouse renovated in 2012, failed to withstand the quake's force, but they're also threatening to file charges against private property owners who may have altered their houses, most very ancient, in ways that breach current building codes and anti-seismic engineering regulations. The chief prosecutor of the province of Rieti, Giuseppe Sieva, told The Guardian that everyone suspects such a tragedy was not just a question of destiny. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed dead. Pakistani officials said security forces have raided a madrasa, or Islamic seminary, in the southwestern city of Quetta and rounded up around 100 Afghan nationals for suspected links to militant groups. Provincial government spokesman Anwar-ul-Haq Kakar told VOA the detainees did not possess any identity documents. Authorities also seized undesired literature from the cemetery, known as Madrasa Abdullah bin Zubair. He said the institution has been sealed after the overnight raid in the Busi Manda area, and detainees are being probed for further legal action. It's unclear what prompted Saturday's raid, but the locality is notorious for harboring extremists linked to outlawed groups, including the Afghan Taliban. Combating terrorism will be a top agenda item when U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry makes his first official visit to Bangladesh, which is still reeling from the July 1st attack claimed by Islamic State at a Dhaka cafe. The siege left 20 hostages dead, 17 of them foreigners. Police in Bangladesh said Saturday they killed the suspected mastermind of the attack and two other militants during a raid on their hideout just outside Dhaka. Since that attack, a senior State Department official in a background briefing for reporters said there's been an intensification of dialogue and deepening of the partnership with law enforcement and the military, and that the United States is seeking to see what more it can do with Bangladesh. Muslim extremists who support Islamic State have staged a jailbreak in the southern Philippines, freeing eight of their fellow radicals. Officials say at least 20 heavily armed members of the Maute militant group raided the jail in Marawi Saturday, allowing at least 15 detainees to escape. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.